From the Director, Department of Transportation, and the Airport Director submitting a semi-annual informational report on the status of all currently authorized airport capital improvement projects. This also is going to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bailey, you have somebody with you.
This is Deputy Airport Director Pat Wallacecker, who's in charge of Finance Administration of the airport. We'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Would you like to go over your report, ma'am?
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. Per the budget, the adapted capital budget, it's been requested, and this report has actually been going on for several years, to just give a semi-annual update of the status of current spendings on various approved airport projects. These are capital-approved budgets. It also includes how many, and one of the questions that had come up in prior years in the funding is how much of our budget is funded by original budget and how much is funded by fund transfers. As you all know, we have, you know, a budget can maybe put together and funding may change. So basically, this is informational. There are two sheets that are attached. One is the adopted budgets, the revenue side, and the second page is, and I'm not sure which order they were actually in, the other is the summary of actual expenditures today. And this, again, is as of the end of last year. Unfortunately, I can't get this report to you until the year end closes, which did close. It was sometime in April. So this is the earliest the report can come to you for the final of last year.
You stated earlier about the fund transfer. Which one is for the fund transfer?
There's the one on the top. It says summary of funding, of revenue funding, budget.
Correct.
By source. The very last two columns talks about how many fund transfers, and this is since the date the project was originally approved, and how many dollars were that were done by fund transfer versus how many dollars were approved versus the for the original capital budget through the budget process. So if you look at the very bottom of that page, again on the top it says GMIA capital projects, summary of revenue funding, budget by source. Mm-hmm. The very, very last line, we have a grand total of $434 million of approved capital expenditures. $338 million of that was approved via the normal budget process, and $96 million of that was approved mostly for increases in due to cost by fund transfer.
Okay. Any questions? So
thank you, Mr. Chair. It's an interesting report, particularly for me, coming really getting a little more detail on this. Can you explain some of those larger fund transfers? I mean, for instance, the Concourse C expansion effectively doubled through fund transfer.
I'm afraid, Mr. Bateman, I'm going to have to defer to you. I was not at the airport at the time the C Concourse was entirely remodeled.
Okay.
The C Concourse expansion changed over time. What was originally a 4-gate addition turned into an 8-gate addition due to airline demands. And that's why the original budget was a modest expansion, but the growth of it came due to fund transfers.
Okay. What was the other big one? $19 million.
Supervisor, Mr. Chairman,
runway.
Sometimes, too, what happens is we don't, federal funding comes to us midstream and not always, particularly when it's discretionary federal funding. And so to recognize that funding, we come in with a fund transfer, which authorizes the expenditure, and that's reflected here.
Okay.
So it wasn't necessarily a scope change,
right,
as much as the feds call us up and say, hey, it's the end of our fiscal year, we have $8 million laying around, would you like to use it?
Right.
You know, that's okay. It happens, and because other airports haven't used up what they thought they were going to. And often we can, if it's been a project that's met all the environmental, technical, and economic requirements, we can say, yes, we can take it. And then we recognize that through a fund transfer.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Bailey, that is the statement that you just made, how you come up with some of your fund transfer. Can you actually put that in writing? so everyone can understand, when we do a fund transfer, it's not going to be, it's not tax dollars, it's normally a grant of someone that comes from Milwaukee County. I think that would be more helpful for our committee. Mm-hmm. So when we look at it, even when we look at the finance committee, when they talk about fund transfers, they understand that it's not money that's coming from county coffers. It's actually a grant, something coming in from the federal government or state government. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I would just like to summarize what the total capital projects are at this point. I mean, am I correct that it's around the $435 million?
Yes.
And the reason I'm pulling that out is because I often hear the county executive make public statements that there is too much debt service in the county, and it's just a blanket statement. I think you need to, when you talk about debt service, need to pull out the airport debt service, for example, the pension obligation bonds debt service, which are in the pension, and then talk about capital projects that are actually affecting everything else outside of those two big areas of exception. So that $435 million debt service is strictly within the airport budget and is strictly paid within airport funding. Am I correct on that piece?
Correct.
And so I think it's very important, especially for our newer supervisors, to start understanding the debt service piece. My understanding is we actually have a very good handle on debt service. And we have to challenge statements when someone makes a broad statement that there's too much debt service in county government. The debt service within the airport, while it's a big number, is well within their ability to handle the debt service. And since this is government, we pay for improvements through capital borrowing. I mean, that's the way you do it. So, you know, to just make blanket statements like that and not to get to the detail can be very misleading. Thank you very much for pointing that out.
I would like you, with your finance hat on, keep that in finance.
Okay,
please.
Will do.
But you can ask a question. That's a good question. If you can bring out, separate our debt service from the general obligations in North Carolina. Yes. Mr. Baker.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, well, I just want to point out and to expand upon Supervisor Jersey's questions and comments is that, yes, the airport is a self-supporting enterprise fund in Milwaukee County, and that number of $434 million includes state and federal grants.
Sure.
Okay. So it's not all.
It's not all
debt
borrowing
obligations. Okay.
Right.
And the debt obligations of the airport are general airport revenue bonds. So those are easily separated from the general obligation bonds that the county issues. So the GARB bonds, general airport revenue bonds, are airport bonds paid for by airport revenues. So it's easily determined what that number is.
Right. I mean, I call it how to lie with statistics. It is statistically correct to talk about the debt service from the airport as being county debt service. But if you don't pull it out and clarify, you are basically misleading people to say there's all this debt service that the county is burdened by. So I think you need to pull it out.
Well, 67.3% of all statistics are made up.
That's,
can I use that?
Been waiting a long time for that joke.
On that note, we hope that, anyone else have something else here? We go to item number 10, please.